Radio Eagle, deine Geschichte.
Hello and welcome to our student podcast. Today we are talking about a very important and serious topic, child labor. But what is child labor? Child labor is when children have to work, often in dangerous conditions, for long hours and for little or no money. These children usually cannot go to school and do not have time to play or rest.
According to UNICEF, about 1 out of 10 children in the world are affected by child labor. That is more than 121 million children.
Child labor happens in many places, but it is most common in Africa, Asia, and South America. In Africa, almost 1 in 5 children are working. This is a global problem. Many children work on farms, in factories, or in mines. Some even work as servants or in the streets.
In this episode, we will explain where child labor happens, why it happens, and what organizations like UNICEF are doing to stop it. We will also share what we as students can do to help protect children's rights around the world.
Thank you for joining us. Let's begin.
Now, let's talk about child labor and clothes, the clothes we wear every day. Many clothes are made in countries like India, Bangladesh, and Pakistan, and China. In some factories, children work to make these clothes.
They often work for long hours in dangerous conditions and get very little or no money. Some children also work in cotton fields to pick up cotton for t-shirts and jeans.
These children usually don't go to school. They work because their families are poor and need money.
As to contrary to fast fashion, there is fair fashion. Fair fashion means clothes are made in a fair and safe way, without child labor.
In fair fashion, workers get a fair wage, have safe workplaces, and children are not allowed to work.
Some fair fashion brands also protect the environment. They use less water and fewer chemicals.
How can we help? We can help in many ways. Buy less, choose better. Look for fair trade labels like Fair Trade, GOTS, or Fair Wear Foundation. Buy secondhand clothes. And ask, who made my clothes? What's the difference between child labor and chores or part-time work? In child labor, the children are forced to work. If the parents cannot have a well-paying job, they're forced to work in order to survive. And chores or part-time work, chores you can just help your parents at home, just wash the dishes and stuff. That does not mean child labor. And part-time work maybe for some extra pocket money.
As I have mentioned before, 1 out of 10 children is affected by child labor. I think that is a modern form of slavery.
How is poverty connected to this problem? The cycle of poverty means that if you were born poor, you will stay poor.
What are some long-term effects on a child's life?
Well, there are some effects like PTSD, that means post-traumatic stress disorder. They can have health problems and, of course, poverty.
So what can we as consumers do?
The listeners, do you think we could make a difference?
Radio Eagle. Radio Eagle, deine Geschichte.